It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer Kent. It's time for Wisconsin Life in honor of Veterans Day this week. Producer Tyler Ditter has a story about a veteran who turned to religious service after his time in the military.
For Yao Yang, inclusion is a guiding principle. He moved to Wisconsin as a child and went on to join the Army National Guard, where he taught fellow U.S. soldiers about Hmong history. After his service, he became a pastor and founded a church in central Wisconsin. Yang shares his experience as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices initiative. As a warning, some parts of the story describe battleground violence.
My name is Yao Yang. I am 39 years old, and I am talking to you from my house located in Merrill, Wisconsin. Growing up here in central Wisconsin was really challenging. I was born in a refugee camp in Thailand. I came to central Wisconsin when I was 7 years old. Life here in the United States was a little bit better than living in the refugee camps, but by American standards, we were still living in poverty. There was a wonderful lady. Her name was Ann Merrifield, and she was my English as a second language teacher. She understood that our family, we didn't have a whole lot. One winter, right before Christmas break, she had said, "Hey, Yao, why don't you and your family come over to my house for Christmas Day?" We just enjoyed all the festivities of what it meant to celebrate an American Christmas. And for the first time in my life, I finally felt like I belong here in the United States. I got this true American experience. She continued to take my family under her wing. The first time going camping was because of her. The first time catching a fish was because of her. She didn't have to do that as a teacher, but she went out of her way to truly give me this life experience. After I graduated from high school, a year later, September 11th happened. And that event really just profoundly changed me. You know, I just may be one person, but I want to make America safer. I knew that what I wanted to be was an American soldier. And so I needed to graduate boot camp in order to do that. When I was down there, I was the only Hmong soldier. People would come and ask me, "Hey, are you Chinese? Are you Japanese?" And I'm like, "No, I am Hmong." And so I would have to give all these people a history lesson about the Hmong people. December of 2004, I was stationed in Samarra, Iraq. And Samarra was so dangerous because the insurgents, they kept on planting IEDs, or the improvised explosive devices, on roadside. So as American soldiers, we would sometimes walk by or drive by these areas that we don't even know where the bombs are, and they would detonate these bombs. The most scariest experience of my entire life is just feeling the shockwave of this ginormous IED just going off. And in my desperate measures, I pretty much said to God, "God, if you can get me out of Iraq alive, when I come back to Wausau, I'll do whatever you want me to do." It was for me to realize that I'm no longer in control of my life, and I have to turn things over to the Lord. In January of 2016, I started a church called The Cross in my own living room because I didn't have a church building. And so we became multi-ethnic and non-denominational to really try to reach people of all color. I want to be able to tell my kids the reason why Daddy is who he is today is because of the blessings that I have received from all these other people. If there is one thing that I would just love for my kids to be able to learn from me, it is for them to just love all people, regardless of who they are and what they look like.
That was Yao Yang of Merrill, Wisconsin. He shared his experience as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices initiative, which is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Tyler Ditter.
This is Wisconsin Today.